Good evening. I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. The election may be over, but the campaign for governor continues. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Republican Scott Milne is taking his case to the legislators.
Mary Lou Wells is done with Governor Peter Shumlin, and she'd like the legislature to dispatch with him on her behalf.
I feel Peter Shumlin was disconnected from the real world and what is going on in our society and the everyday struggles of the people.
Wells is a resident of Plainfield, and she's one of the 2,587 people who have so far lent their names to an online petition that asks lawmakers to make Scott Milne, not Peter Shumlin, the next governor of the state of Vermont. Shumlin got about 2,000 more votes than Milne on Tuesday, but neither candidate topped the 50% threshold. And under Vermont's constitution, when no candidate gets a majority of votes, the 180 members of the legislature hold a special assembly to elect the next governor. It's not an infrequent occurrence. Lawmakers have cast deciding ballots in the race on 22 occasions, but they almost always go with the top vote-getter and haven't gone with the second-place finisher since 1853. Milne, however, says that since he won more legislative districts than Shumlin, he ought to be the next governor. And there are some Republicans, like House Minority Leader Don Turner, who agree with him.
I will say for my race, Milton, conservative community, 2-1, Scott Milne, I'm pretty sure today I'm going to be voting for Scott Milne.
Turner isn't the only Republican leaning toward Milne. Senate Minority Leader Joe Benning, whose Caledonia County district went heavily for Scott Milne, says he too is inclined to vote for the GOP challenger.
I have a very strong statement from my constituents, and that's what's weighing heavily on my mind right now. So in the end, that may very well be the direction that I go.
The state's highest profile Republican, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, is of a different mind. Scott used to serve as a state senator, and he had to cast a ballot for governor in 2002. Scott says that for him, honoring the will of the people means going with the first place finisher overall, even if that person didn't win his district.
The person that gets the most votes would get my nod. That's the way I've done it in the past. That's the way I do it in the future.
Even if Milne were to win the backing of all 63 Republicans in the legislature, he'd still need 28 Democrats, progressives, or independents to break ranks. And even in places where voters went heavily for Scott Milne, Democrats are unlikely to oust their incumbent Democratic governor. Democrat Herb Russell represents Rutland City, which voted for Milne by a nearly 3-2 margin. Still, Russell says he'll stand by the incumbent.
I supported Shumlin. I will continue to support Shumlin, and I will not be one of those people who will be doing a write-in for Mr. Milne.
Lawmakers will cast their votes for governor by secret ballot shortly after the legislature reconvenes in January. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.